TRICARE officials say it will take them 4 to 5 months to get that benefit fully up and running, but they tell Federal News Radio they intend to make it retroactive to January 1st of this year. Michael O'Barr, TRICARE's Deputy Chief for Policy and Operations, says the new plan will be called TRICARE Young Adult.
So we'll be advertising and educating our beneficiary population that if they think that they're going to want to take advantage of this benefit when we actually have it implemented, they should begin now saving their medical and pharmacy receipts because they can then retroactively file once we have the benefit fully up and running.
TRICARE estimates as many as 750,000 young adults might be eligible for the benefit.
Now, we know they're not all going to take this benefit. I mean, some of them are going to be already have employer-sponsored health plans, and the way the legislation was written, if one of these young adults has an employer-sponsored health plan, then they're not eligible for this new benefit, which we're calling TRICARE Young Adult, TYA. They're also would not be eligible if they were married. So that right there would say that, you know, there are going to be a significant number of the 750,000 that won't be eligible. So for planning purposes at this point, until we really start seeing what the sign-up rates are, we've been planning on probably about 250,000 would sign up.
They're not expecting any new net cost to TRICARE. Congress required that the new benefit be paid for entirely by premiums. We also talked to O'Barr about some benefit programs that TRICARE has been implementing for members of the National Guard, reserves, and retired reserves. All in all, they added coverage to more than 11,000 drilling reservists last year and began a new program for retirees in the so-called gray area under age 60.
We, with support from legislation from the Congress, have a couple of versions of the TRICARE health plan that we particularly concentrated on to provide TRICARE benefits for reservists and National Guard. First one of those is TRICARE Reserve Select, which has been in effect for some time. About 3 or 4 years now, but we made quite a bit of headway last year in bringing new National Guard and Reserve members and families under its coverage. These are for this plan, TRICARE Reserve Select, this version of the TRICARE Health Plan, is for drilling reservists and National Guard persons. So we actually last year were able to increase from the 1st of January through the end of November, we added an additional 11,500 TRICARE Reserve Select plans, and that equated out to about 12,000 additional covered lives. So we think that we're working really hard and successfully so to cover drilling reservists so that they can maintain their medical readiness status while they're not on active duty. That's good for them, and it's good for the nation when we activate them because that means then that they're ready to go for us ready to go on active duty.
Now, was that subject to some new authority that you guys got from Congress, or how exactly did that
about
come about?
About 4 years ago, we got the original authority, 4 or 5 years ago, but we've, with congressional assistance, have shaped that plan a couple of times, reshaped it to make it more attractive, and it really came to fruition last year with those growth numbers. And then overall, we've got about 66,000 total plans in effect, and there's something like 150,000 covered lives in all those plans. That's TRICARE Reserve Select. Another new version of the TRICARE Health Plan that we started up to support reservists and their families, we got implemented on the 1st of October of last year, and that's TRICARE Retired Reserve. We call it TRR. This is for those reservists who have completed their reserve duty. They're eligible for retirement, okay, but the way Congress provided authority for this new benefit, they weren't eligible for TRICARE coverage until they reached age 60. Now, once they retire from the reserve, they can be covered under the TRICARE Retired Reserve Plan up until age 60, and then they are covered under regular TRICARE benefits. So this is a new program. It's only been up and running for a few months, but we're slowly, just as we did with TRICARE Reserve Select, we're seeing, you know, a gradually increasing number of people enroll in this program and take advantage of it. So we're very proud of both of those efforts because we spent a lot of time and a lot of effort making those attractive plans for reservists, National Guard, and their families.
On the latter one, on the retired reserve program, do you have any sense of how many of those new enrollees are using it as an alternative to private employer health care that they might have access to?
Not at this time, we don't. It's pretty early on. Generally, what we'll do is we'll run a plan for about a year, gather statistics, look at claims, and then we also run a survey program. So once we've got a large enough participating population to make some statistically significant inferences from our surveys, that's when we'll run the surveys.
And did either or both of those programs represent a new significant cost to the services, or is the care largely covered by premiums?
Well, the newest one, the TRICARE Retired Reserve, is covered completely by premiums. TRICARE Reserve Select, the way the Congress has implemented that, is that the premiums should be, the participants should pay 28% of the cost of the care, which is similar to what federal employee health benefit program plans charge for a premium.